This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, one of our favorite times of the week has returned. It is time for our first Fransky Friday of the season. Next week, it'll be the day after the first game, which means this is our one chance, you, to preview the season and the team to come with Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies. Scott, how you doing?
Well, I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, Scott, I got to ask. I'm glad we get a chance to talk to you before the season starts, because I got to ask, because we've been making a big deal out of the fact that nobody on the Phillies is talking about winning the division. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there hasn't been that much talk this year about winning the division as opposed to last year?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they don't care about winning the division, but what they really care about is winning the World Series, and that's what the focus is. I don't know that winning the division is what it used to be. I still think it's a thing. I still think it's a great accomplishment. I think it shows something about your ability to, you know, be the best team over the long haul and survive a lot of ups and downs. But this team is, you know, they've been down the road here a few times, and the road the one they want to end on is in the World Series. And I think they all believe that if they end up short of that, whether they win the division or not, it's going to be a year that they are not happy with.
Scott, let's attack the different parts of the team that we'll start seeing next week against the Nationals Thursday opening day. Scott, a lot of rankings come around this time of year, you know, best teams, best rotations, best all this. And the Phillies, anytime there's a best rotation article, they're right near the top with the Dodgers. How good do you think this rotation could be? And specifically, what have you noticed in what looks like a jump from Christopher Sanchez here, from even what he was good last year to what he might be this year?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously, his velo is impressive. His command is impressive. Again, it's March. He's not always facing frontline lineups, you know, when you pitch in these spring training games. So the numbers themselves are, you know, the wins, losses, ERA, these kinds of things. They can be a little misleading. But from a stuff perspective, I don't think there's any question that the Phillies, when healthy, have five guys who can throw their name in the ring for, you know, Cy Young votes. I'm not saying they're all going to, you know, could compete to win it, but to be in the conversation to get some votes. They're that good. They really are. And if they're healthy, it has a chance to be a really special group. Obviously, they've got Ranger already with a little bit of back soreness. They don't, you know, everybody seems to indicate it's not going to be any big deal, but you never know. But I think if they're healthy, I have a feeling we might reference the 2011 rotation a lot this year, you know, when comparing numbers, because I think they do have a chance to be special in the way that those guys were.
Scott, I'm kind of curious. When you think of Trey Turner, you know, we've talked a lot about him as well, and you know his play, and you know his at bats. Do you think that this year is going to be a little bit of pressure on Trey to produce a little bit more?
I think there's plenty of pressure, yeah, on Trey. I think there was pressure on him each of the first 2 years. I mean, mm-hmm. it obviously comes from different places. I think we saw the reaction of Trey himself. It looked like he was putting a lot of pressure on himself. But I think fans certainly expect, you know, the front office expects. You give a guy that kind of money and that kind of contract, you expect him to be an all-world player. And so I don't know if there's any more pressure than what there already was, because the expectation is pretty high that Trey needs to produce for this team, given the contract. And that's, you know, any way you, whether that's good, bad, or otherwise, it's what it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was pressure on Bryce, too, to produce with that kind of a contract. And largely he's done that. You know, if he's healthy, if he's been healthy, he's put up numbers. And I think they're looking for the same thing from Trey.
Scott Fransky joining us here. Our first Fransky Friday of the spring season starts on Thursday in Washington against the Nationals. All right, speaking of Trey, Scott, we have been monitoring very closely the daily lineups to see who is the leadoff hitter in spring training, as the Phillies have been open about maybe a change here. And Scott, I realized the other day that maybe I had been thinking about this wrong, because I just thought it was an A or B, not A and B. So I've noticed a lot of Trey Turner hitting leadoff when a lefty is starting, and Kyle Schwarber hitting leadoff when a righty is starting. Scott, what's your guess on all this? And do you think there's a chance we have two different lineups, and some days it's Trey and some days it is Schwarber?
Yes, I think there's a very good chance of that. I think there's a chance that early in the season we see some different lineups. You know, I think the thing that Rob Thompson, I don't know this because I haven't asked him this directly, and we'll get the chance to do that at some point soon, but is if you go and say X is my Y, for instance, Trey is my leadoff hitter, then the first time you deviate from that, everybody says, well, what? I thought Trey was your leadoff hitter. It's just like the closer thing. If I say Alvarado's my closer and then I use him in the eighth, they'll be like, wait a minute, I thought he was your closer. And Rob has never been one to want to manage that way. And so I do not think it would not surprise me at all to see some different lineups coming out of the gates from the Phils. And they may be matchup-based. They may be, hey, it's just something I want to see. It may be based on getting certain guys rest on different days or whatever. But I do think we're going to see some different lineups coming out of the gate.
Scott, let's talk about some of the newcomers and your impressions of them so far. Jesus Luzardo, part of that good rotation. Max Kepler, who's looked like he's had himself a good spring here. The new guys that are looking to kind of fill voids and be upgrades in terms of those role players for the Phillies. What have you thought of those guys so far?
Yeah, well, Kepler, if he's anywhere close to what he's looked like in spring training during the regular season, the Phillies have gotten themselves a really good player for $10 million. Honestly, he looks really good. I know they've made some adjustments. Again, just like we talked about earlier with regard to Sanchez, you're not always facing guys you're going to face during the season, and you're not facing guys who are going to be pitching you the same way during the regular season. But just from a standpoint of, you know, the ability, the athleticism, this guy, he's a big guy. Max Kepler. He's a big guy, you know, Kevin Long believes that they're going to be able to tap into some more of his power that he hasn't had in a few years. I think he'll be fine defensively in left field. I think he's athletic, and he looks really good out there. that won't be an issue at all. I think they maybe, you know, if again, if the numbers in spring training suggest anything, I think then they've gotten a steal. Lizardo was great and has been great. I like him. I've liked him for a long time. There's not much to not like about Lizardo. I mean, I will say that we've seen some games where his pitch count can get up there and he can, you know, come out after five or whatever because of a high pitch count. But if he's healthy, if he's on, and so far he's felt healthy, he's got a chance to be really good. So I think they both fit in very well. They both are upgrades at what they had before. So they're both good moves in my humble opinion.
Scott, how about the bullpen? If I had to pick one part of the team that I am, I don't know if concern is the right word, but just I'm questioning. Yeah. I want to see what it is. It's the bullpen. I feel like I can guess what the offense will be and the pitching staff. Like you said, the starters should be excellent. They lost a lot, though. Hoffman, although he had a tough playoffs, he was outstanding in the regular season for 2 years. And Estevez, they trusted for a lot of big outs in September and August last year. What do you think about that bullpen? It just feels to me it's not as deep as it was last year, but maybe I'm underrating some guys I don't know a lot about. What do you think about this bullpen?
Yeah, I think, again, tough to gauge on spring training. Alvarado looks amazing, right? Alvarado looks so much better than he has in the last year and a half. If that continues, that's, you know, one big step in the right direction. Obviously, you're looking for someone like Ryan Kirkering to take another step and take on more, you know, big outs late in the game. Romano, we haven't, I don't think, seen the full capability yet as far as velocity. He's going to pitch again today here in a little bit. So, you know, we'll see if he continues to ramp up. I tend to agree with you that's the one thing where I think we're a little more wait and see. I do think they have some depth and some ability. But I do think there's a little bit of wait and see there. You know, Matt Strom, is he fully healthy and is he going to be ready to go? He'll be ready to go at some point. But, you know, what the makeup looks like, I think, remains to be seen. But I also think there's, you know, you can make adjustments there as you go. You know, calling on depth pieces, you know, looking at the waiver wire, looking at, you know, possible trades that are out there. So I do think that's something that they're always keeping an eye on, trying to improve.
Scott, as we enter the season, I mean, last year, the last time we saw the Phillies, it was the Mets that took them out. The Braves last year had a tough year by their standards. Now they get some guys back healthy. How do you view the competition now? I mean, all three could make the playoffs again. I think a lot of people believe they will. Who do you view as the bigger challenge for the Phillies? Is it the Braves in a bounce back or the Mets now that they've added Soto to what they had?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're both really good teams. There's a lot we don't know about the Mets, you know, starting rotation or whatever. They've got some injuries there. And they've got some guys that are, you know, someone like Clay Holmes, who's coming over to pitch in the rotation now. You know, the Braves obviously getting the big guys back, not only Acuna offensively, Strider on the mound. That's big. They've lost Fried. Fried was a real bulldog kind of competitor who anchored that rotation. I think Strider certainly fits that mold and has better stuff than just about anybody in the game when he's on. So they're both going to be tough challenges. But, you know, I fully expect the Phillies have, you know, a lot of talent as well. And I think this could be a very much a three-team race right down to the very end. They could all three get in the playoffs. They might not. I could definitely see that scenario play out where one of them gets, you know, potentially beat out. But I would expect all three to be part of the playoff picture. If they're healthy, all three to be part of the playoff picture throughout the year.
Scott, before we let you go, not only are you a part
of
our show.
You're going to ask me about Hugh. I gotta ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I'm at the batting cage the other day. You know, I'm back and forth a lot. I'm not always down here.
Yeah.
But I was at the cage the other day, and somebody said, who was the person who threw out the first pitch the other day?
No, it was the second one. But
was
the
it,
first,
which
I, was,
was
I was the second one.
You mean two people threw out first pitches?
Yeah.
But, Scott, the divot in the ground in front of home plate, that was
Scott,
you.
Scott.
The word that was thrown out was embarrassing. That's the word that came out. And I'm like, huh, I wonder who that was.
Hugh, do you know who that was?
It was me, Scott. It was me. I mean, but in my defense, I've been in. I was in Clearwater chilling, and you know, Brazier kind of threw me under the bus.
Are you blaming Brazier?
Yeah, I'm scapegoating. Okay. Scapegoat Douglas on deck right now, and he asked me on the air to throw out the pitch.
Like right then, and you were just
right then and there, and I was not prepared, and I wasn't going to get prepared. So I just said, you know what? Kyle and Joe were laughing because they knew what was about to happen. So I just gave the people what they wanted. That's
okay.
It. I just gave people what they wanted.
All right. You were just playing to the crowd.
I was playing to the crowd.
I think the crowd wanted a strike. I'm not sure they wanted the ball to bounce at 55 feet.
Scott, you know what the worst feeling in the world was? What? Like, they said, Hugh Douglas, everybody said, yay! And then when I threw the pitch out there, it was like, aw.
You experienced it all, Hugh.
I mean, I went through the whole gambit of emotional Philly fans.
Yeah, you did. All right, Scott, while you're with us, because not only are you a part of the show, but we know you also get a chance to listen sometimes. So we're doing the bracket of Hughes with all his different personalities on the show. So every caller today, and you get to be part of this, gets to pick a winner as we go through the first round. Are you ready for your matchup?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, you get one of the one seeds you get to have, and we hear him a lot. That would be tongue-tied Hugh. Taking on the 16 seed 180 Douglas when he takes an opinion he has and then flips it right back around the other way 10 minutes later. What do you got, tongue-tied or 180?
I say, and is this based on what I would prefer to hear or what I think happens?
The better version of Hugh, your
which
favorite.
One do you like? Which one do you like?
Yeah, well, I mean, all you guys are 180s on the
you're right. I mean, you are right.
I'd say talk the tongue tied. That makes me smile.
Yeah, all of us too. Scott, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you a lot, Scott.
Scott, have a great week, and we'll be listening next Thursday.
All right, talk to you next week.
All right, there we go, Scott Fransky. With the right, that was. And I think tongue-tied wins in a landslide. And
no,
No,
listen. Because he shows up every day. Because, like, a lot of times, and I'm okay with this. Because, you know, a lot of people, they want to try to make fun, especially early on when I was doing radio. Oh, you can't talk. You got Roxy in my man. Listen, sometimes I get excited and I talk fast. I am not the only person on the planet to do that. I'm okay with that. And I'm comfortable in my skin. So that is not a way, if you want to embarrass me, that's not it, because I do that every day.
Well, not only are you not the only person on the planet to get tongue-tied from time to time, that happens to all of us. You're not even the only person, Hugh, at the station that has had some moments. Did you happen to be listening this morning to the morning show? James Seltzer was sitting in for Joe DeCamera, and James had himself, I would say, a tongue-tied Hugh moment.
It was not good.
Man, listen. As much as we talk, it was a lot worse early on. It's gotten a lot better, and sometimes, and I believe you got to be able to laugh at yourself, man.
That was one of our first shows. Was Tua?
Yeah,
it was good.
No, I can't remember when it was that I finally realized that you looked at me and like, Lance, this dude is different. a legit threat. And then all of a sudden, I look over and I'm trying to explain myself, and I'm not doing a good job. And Joe understands exactly what I was saying. Then I was like, you know what? I feel like we're going to go a long way he picked up on that.
What I never told you is, you know how they have the Rosetta Stone where you get to learn languages while you sleep?
You had the Rosetta Stone?
I had Rosetta Stone Hugh Douglas before we started the show. I learned.
I mean, the one that I play all the time is like maybe it's like my all-time favorite piece of audio in the world.
You talk about it.
You're drowning.
Because I remember I was about to say something. Boy, you lucky I didn't say what I was about to say. And I was there and I was trying to walk it back.
Yep.
And it was just like, man, that one right there. I'm glad I didn't say what I was about to say.
And it just comes off like you're butchering a word.
Yeah.
Really?
Nice. No, I was, it's stream of consciousness, man. Yep. Like a lot of times I might think one word. And then another word sounds better, and I'll just combine the two right there.
Eminominy. Yeah.
It happens to all of us. When I was doing nights, one time TK was on updates with me, and I don't even know if we could even have the audio anymore, but Jack caught TK butchering an update, and he kept playing it every break when we came back. And DK was, listen, it happens to everybody. It's part of it. We're live on the air. We're going to butcher some things, and then we have fun with it after it happens. Yeah, you know what, though? In James's defense, I believe he was trying to say June 1st cuts.
Yeah.
That's kind of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
If you're kind of talking a little bit faster, getting a little animated.
He was pretty close to having to get dumped.
I know. Yeah, that's not good. All right, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Would you want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? As I often say, I'm very proud of the people on Twitter. Clear thinking, level-headed, mature.
Must be winning.
Just not paying
61%.
Attention.
61%. Yes!
You ain't winning by a whole lot.
61-39 is pretty big.
I just, not to toot my own horn.
This is Spin Dr. Douglas.
But last week, I was doing numbers as far as winning these Twitter polls. That's all I'm saying. Like 80, 70, 80%.
I was doing numbers. You've lost it. All right,
I was killing the Twitter poll last week.
This is influencer Hugh.
I know. This is write that one down for next year's bracket. Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Andy.
What's going on?
Have you ever noticed that you rarely get one Hugh at a time? There's always a second.
They come in bursts.
Hugh, yeah, tongue-tied Hugh is usually following up. What's his name? Walk it back, Hugh. And he just did with Fransky. It was excuse maker Hugh and then victim Hugh all at one time.
All at one. You know, listen, I got him spooled up, bro. Andy, I got him spooled up. If I need him, they come out when I need them.
One always follows the other. It's never one at a time.
Wait a minute, what was that? It was a movie a long time ago with the young girl who had, she had multiple, Lizzie Borden? Is that who it was? Not Lizzie Borden. It was I can't remember what it was, but it was a movie back in the day where she had multiple.
There was also Jim Carrey, Me, Myself, and Irene. You ever see that?
That was a great movie. Yeah. I know what
you're talking about.
Yeah, that one probably towed that line of things, jokes you can't make anymore.
That definitely towed the line.
Go ahead, Andy.
So, all right. Well, this is really tough for me. I mean, it's hard to anybody who logically to themselves can convince themselves that, like, if we hadn't gotten our asses kicked, we would have won that game. Is essentially what Micah Parsons says.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm reluctant to say I want him. And I've been long thinking this, so you got to walk with me here.
We got you, bro.
So, how much does he make right now?
So he makes, I believe he's going to get $20 million, $23 million on his, because he's playing on the fifth-year option right now for this season.
Right. And Jerry Jones is what? I mean, how senile is he at this point?
Oh, he's gone. Right. Yeah, Jerry's out to pass.
Right. I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
So let's say we trade Bryce Huff for him and then bench him.
So you want to trade for Micah and bench him? Well, I mean, if we could dump Bryce Huff on them, do that in a heartbeat.
Exactly. And then on top of that, just out of spite, Cowboy Jim would jump out of one of his planes.
Oh, Cowboy Jim, would be the worst moment of his life if we got parts. Hold on. I'm glad you brought this up. Andy, you hit a very important part that no one has considered today. We could make Cowboy Jim sad. Doesn't that sway you a little bit, Hugh? A little bit?
A little bit? Intriguing.
I know it's probably sways Kyle. That we could really upset Cowboy Jim. It's got to make you... Like, that would be a silver lining in all this. He'd be miserable.
Yeah. He's miserable anyway.
No, that's true.
This would be... He thinks he hit rock bottom already. That floor is collapsing if we get Micah Parsons.
Oh, you're right about that. All right, Andy. Are you ready for your Battle of Hughes?
Yeah, I was hoping for tongue-tied. You wouldn't even have gotten the next one out.
Oh, I know. You would have hit that. All right. You know what? I'm going to give you one because I know you're a great listener to the show, that you will handle this one well. I don't think it's an easy one. Let's go to the 3 seed. Reckless speculation, Douglas, where he just throws out theories and he's recklessly speculating. Or a 14 seed that I think has upset potential. And that would be Tubi Hugh when he goes home and watches Tubi and then tells us about the shows he's watching.
Oh, my God. You're right. I'm going Tubi.
Tubi Hugh, our biggest upset so far. Andy, we appreciate the phone call.
Tubi Hugh might make a deep run.
Tubi Hugh. That's one of those where you ever year there's a team. It's like, you know, I know they're from this conference I never heard of, but they're 30-3, and you don't want to play them.
Listen, I wish that I could share with you some of the bad Tubi moves that I've seen that everybody that's listening right now know exactly what I'm talking about. I saw one the other day where they don't even care about, you know how like they have the wardrobe department and they have the makeup and everything? Yeah. Dude had his fake beard was falling off while he was doing the shot. I think Tubi has leaned into this. You know, with some of the bad death scenes, some of the bad like CGI and all that other stuff. I think they've leaned into it.
Almost on purpose,
yes,
not going to have quality production?
Because people talk about it. Mm. Like some of these TV shows and stuff they had. Man, I can't even tell you. Never mind. I can't even tell you. I saw one the other day and it was just like, it was different.
This is why Tubi Hugh just want a matchup. I mean, this is why this thing's moving on.
If it makes a deep run, I might have to get Conklin to remix CCR's Suzy Q as Tubi Hugh.
You know what? Now I'm rooting for it. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here on the other side. Your reaction to everything today, including Micah Parsons. Do you want him on the Eagles? Like, plain and simple. He hasn't been signed yet. The Eagles have 20 draft picks the next 2 years. Jerry Jones has no idea what planet he's on. I want the Eagles to call the Cowboys and trade for Micah Parsons. Are you in or are you out on Micah? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard, and we'll give you a matchup for the bracket of Hughes. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? Not the smell of bacon, but that's what I wanted to say. It's those grills firing up for the summer, people. It's time to take cooking outside. I don't know about cooking outside this weekend. It's going to be a little cold, but you know what I'm getting at. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the flat top, you guessed it, bacon. Because we love bacon. Now, that's what spring's all about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. One way or another, I'm getting Micah Parsons on the Eagles. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On the break, by the way, Hugh was telling me about the details of the latest Tubi show he's watching that we can't talk about on the air.
Yeah,
this
a lot.
Channel's wild. Yeah, absolutely wild. All right, you know what else is wild? How many people out there don't want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? We're talking about a generational, and Hugh doesn't like that word, one of the best young pass rushers the league has ever had, first 4 years of his career. 52 and a half sacks. Here's what I'm thinking today. The Cowboys are a mess. The Cowboys have no future. They haven't re-signed him yet. According to Jane Slater, they haven't even made meaningful conversations with Parsons yet. It sounds to me like it's going to be another thing where they're going to take it right to the end, probably overpay him. They're in a bad way. If I'm Howie Roseman, I have 20 draft picks in the next 2 years. You know what I'm doing? I'm calling up Jerry. I'm seeing what the least he's willing to take to get the Parsons situation off his hands. Would I give up a 1, a 2, and a 3 in the next 2 years combined? Yeah. Go get Micah Parsons, put him on the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe Parsons and Jalen Carter would combine for the best young defensive duo the league has seen in years. I mean, maybe more than a decade. 215-592-9494. Much like Doug in Douglas, I'm dug in on this. I want Parsons on the Eagles. Hugh, do you want Micah here in Philadelphia?
No, I don't. I mean, I think he's a decent player, no question. I mean, I think that a lot of times during the playoffs, he comes up missing on the back of a milk carton. And I don't really think that you need to pay the kind of money that you're going to have to pay Michael Parsons to get that production. I think you can get that kind of production from one of those young guys that you're probably going to get in the draft in the committee. That's how they did it last year. The Eagles have gotten a formula where they like to keep the rotation. You know, they rotate guys in and out. Jalen Carter's going to be the million-dollar man, a billion, half a $100 million man, whatever you want to say, in a couple years. He's going to be the guy that's going to be on the field for the most part. They found a good group of individuals. Well, they did last year. This year remains to be seen because they just signed some guys, Aziz Ojulari and the other defensive end.
Josh Uche.
Uche. But they've done a good job of getting a lot of production out of that rotation that they've had. We talk about Jalen Hunt, and people are talking about, well, we don't know what he's going to be next year because we didn't see a whole lot. But what you saw from him in a small sampling size was pretty productive. And I think that that's how they want to do it. You want to have your fringe guys, the guys on the perimeter. You want to be able to rotate them in and out and keep them fresh. Those are the guys that are for the lack of a better way of saying it, for the Eagles are expendable. The interior guys, you've identified, like when Fletch was here. Fletch was that dude that he never came off the field. He was the guy, he was the catalyst, if you will, for everything. And then you work guys in around him, but at the end of the day, you identified Fletch as that one cat that no matter what the situation was, he was on the field.
Yeah, he
was. That's Jalen Carter. Everybody else is interchangeable. Those secondary players, they're going to be out there. But those speed rushers, they want fresh legs out there every time that quarterback gets back to throw the football. So that's going to be a rotational thing.
Well, that's what they've typically done, and they could still do that. But I'm just looking at this. I'm looking at these names, these six names. And if you tell me the Eagles had these six players for the next few years, I would say the defense we saw this year, they could replicate that and be the best in the league year in, year out. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, Nolan Smith, Micah Parsons. I mean, give me whatever other Jimmys or Joes you want to put out there as the other five on defense. Those six would control the league. I mean, it would be the best group of defenders in the NFL. Players like this just don't come available at this age. And that's the one of the biggest reasons that I am so into this is because how young he is. I was against the Garrett thing because I don't know how much longer he's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Parsons should and you know injuries happen and all that stuff, but should be great for the next 5 years. Like his prime is about to arrive here. But of course, I got to fight back against everyone who thinks he's a loser.
Well, he is.
Well, he's got loser tendencies. Mm-hmm. But he's
got loser tendencies.
No, hold on.
But he's not. But he's loser, not a loser.
Like a loser. It's probably a loser.
He has loser tendencies, sometimes, but he's not a loser.
No, sometimes people that have losing tendencies, you put them in a winning situation and they change.
Or they rot the rest of the bunch.
I you know what?
And they drag you down.
Again, at one point, there was a 19-year-old player who would put eye black on, and he was called a punk. He was plunked by Cole Hamels. He was choked out by Jonathan Papelbon. Yep. And then what'd he do? He grew up, and he became a guy you'd build a franchise around.
He basically said that the manager... They got out coached.
Well,
that, yeah. Counterpoint,
some more money.
As much as I love Bryce, we haven't won anything, really.
Well, that's true. But he has performed in big games. He's performed.
Yep. Parsons doesn't.
Well, he does it. But you know, we can rescue him from a bad situation. Let's hear what LeSean McCoy. Sometimes Shady hits the nail on the head. This time he did. Rescue Parsons from Dallas. Bring him here.
Trade Micah Parsons because he's too good for the Cowboys. I'm being serious, though. I'm tired of him being I'm tired of him being in a franchise. They complain about everything. Any team would love to have Michael Parsons.
No question.
Complaining
that. That's
about
the problem.
Oh,
that's
his podcast. Nobody that's small. All he does is wreck games and get crazy busy on
and
the field.
Crazy.
I think it's time for, because everybody thinks it's a Cowboy thing. No. It's a Micah thing. Let Micah go because Micah is too good for the Cowboys. Let him go to a better franchise, a winning franchise, and deal with all that bull crap. Because my thing is, You quick to pay the quarterback who can't get it done.
Exactly.
Right? CeeDee Lamb, I love CeeDee Lamb.
No
He's
question,
nice.
Baller.
Other than CeeDee Lamb and Michael Parsons, who else you got over there?
That's all I'm saying.
Right? Trayvon Diggs is a really good player, but I'm thinking when you talk about elevating a team and making everybody better, that's what Michael Parsons does.
You know what I appreciate about Shady there? Two things. One, he's right. Two, I think. I forget who it was with him, but his co-host basically said that Shady was changing the conversation, and Shady just plowed through. He's
I don't care.
I got a point to make, and I'm making my point.
He did. He made his point. I don't agree with it, but he made his point, and he was loud. and he completely ignored that red light. He completely ignored it. He doesn't make his teams better, though.
He doesn't.
I agree.
I disagree.
So here's the thing. We talk about, does he elevate the Cowboys? He doesn't. What were the Cowboys before Micah Parsons? They were a team that one year would win the division, 12 games, 13 games, go to the playoffs, and lose in the divisional round. What are they after adding Micah Parsons? They're the same team.
Okay, in general, yes. But I think we're kind of forgetting how the downward trajectory they were on. They were 8-8, 6-10. They drafted him 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. I know they can't win in the playoffs. I laugh at that too. But they were 6-10 when he got there. They've won 12-12-12. And then last year, they played better when he got back. Remember that he missed like four games? And then they played pretty well for 2 months when he got back. I think he's more of a difference maker than we acknowledge, because ultimately they don't win anything important. But I don't blame him for that.
Well,
Listen, he doesn't have to be a super difference maker. He's just like a cherry on top. Saquon was a cherry on top.
Saquon was a difference maker.
But in terms of, like, well, I keep hearing today, and now Kyle made the point earlier, leadership, Saquon's personality, that was huge. That was unquantifiable, as Hugh likes to say about Jalen, right?
If he can get the word out.
Unquantifiable intangibles. Yes.
But the point was made by me and other people last year. Like, the Eagles' run game was good. It wasn't. The Eagles' pass rush right now is good. But as Kyle said last year, I'm going to steal it now because it fits my point. If you soup it up, if you get a great player, you'll take a good pass rush and make it special.
I respect that.
And you were right.
That was wrong when I was Garrett.
You were right that you take a good running game, you make it special with Saquon. You're right, Hugh. This pass rush is good. It'll be good next year with Jalen Hine and Nolan Smith.
But you want a supercharge.
I want a supercharge. Let's go.
I'd rather have the dude from Jacksonville.
Trayvon?
Then Micah.
Yeah. Well, I think the Eagles might too. We'll see who costs more to trade and if they both move. 215-592-9494. All right, this hour, 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Let's go back to the phones here. And then, of course, the end of your phone call. The madness has begun. Day two of the NCAA tournament is on TV in front of us. And day two of the bracket of Hughes. We have quite a few matchups still to determine today, as by the end of the day, the field of 64 will be down to just 32 Hugh Douglases left. Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob?
Good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon, Hugh. How you guys
What's
doing?
Going on, man?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, listen, man, happy Friday to you boys.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, man. Listen, I got a Phil's comment and then a thing with Parsons and hopefully a pick at the end with you guys.
You got it.
I like, Joe, I kind of want an upset, Joe. I kind of want a high number. I like doing those upsets. I picked a 13 over a 4 yesterday, so.
All right, I will give you a potential upset. All right, we'll see what you do with it.
Yeah, we'll see what you do. Listen, Phil's real fast. tell me this isn't true, okay? Because I think I heard it, and then this is why I kind of agree with what Harper said about that. I don't know if it's strictly the manager's decision, but if it is, this is why I agree with Harper saying he's been out coaching the last few years in the playoffs, okay? Yeah. Tell me, is Johan Rojas our starting center fielder?
So it doesn't sound like it. From what I'm seeing and hearing, the plan is to give Marsh more of a shot to play every day, even against lefties. Now, Rob, I don't know what kind of leash that is, if it's like a week or two. But I think they're going to let Marsh try to play every day, and Rojas is going to be more like a once a week or a defensive replacement to start the season.
Because that's what I was hearing is going to be every day. On the morning show, they were saying maybe he's the starting center fielder. And I'm like, what? You know, like it can't be true. Because if he's in center, Joe, what you're saying, Marsh, and Low and Away is in right field, who's in left? Schwarber?
No, Kepler. Kepler's going to be in left.
Oh, that's right, Kepler, 230 hitter, Kepler. Okay, yeah, I guess that's better than the 220 hitter in Rojas, I guess.
Well, he's got pop at least, so it's some home runs. Yeah,
he's got pop, he does. And listen, there is something, you won't get in trouble for this. Joe, Kyle might get in trouble for this. There is something I want from Dallas, you.
What you got?
There is. They're cheerleaders. How's that sound? You know what I mean, that's about all I want.
I don't know if you're allowed to trade for them, though, Rob. You could trade draft.
They don't have a cachet. They don't have a cachet like they once had.
No, it's not the same.
No, yeah. You?
I don't think so.
I mean, they're still there.
Yeah,
they're still there. Yeah.
They had a whole show about the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
Well, they had on Netflix recently,
right? I didn't watch that.
Well, you get busy on the Tubi thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't watch it if, you know.
Rob, you ready for your matchup of Hughes?
Yeah, listen, Joe, let's do it, man. All right. Let's go.
Here we go. 14 seed, Tap Dancing Douglas versus 3 seed, Petty Hugh. And we see Petty a lot around here. Petty Hugh or Tap Dancing Douglas?
Listen, I would love to go and see Hugh tap, but I'm going to go with the 3 seed over that.
Petty Hugh. Petty's a strong 3 seed.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, you like being Petty. Rob,
I like
we
Petty
appreciate
Hugh.
It.
Petty Hugh gets things done. Every now and then, I have to sit down and talk to Petty Hugh. Because sometimes he has a can of gasoline and some matches with him at all times.
So you're talking to yourself?
Well, I was always told, it's okay to talk to yourself as long as you don't respond. Like my dad used to say that all the time. It's okay to talk to yourself as long as you don't start
talking back. I like that advice a lot.
Because sometimes you're like, hey, what you doing? But as long as you don't start having like a full conversation, you're good.
Like Smeagol in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Like if you're having a full conversation, you got problems.
So we all do that. It's just we usually do it like an internal monologue, right? Like you don't say it out loud. When you do it out loud, it's a little different. But it's the same thing.
Well, why you do that? Well, I did that because now that's when you got a problem.
Yeah, that's when you got to chill out. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Terrence!
Who's up, Kyle? What's up, man?
What's up, buddy? What are you feeling today?
Hey, Joe, man, I'm with you on this one, man. I want Michael Parsons. Because for one thing, he needs to be studied right now because I think that bear can, it did do some damage to his head. Parsons would add depth to our team. He would add a lot of depth to our team right now. We lost half our defense, and he's bringing over there. For all the talent we lost, this guy brought over third stringers and special teamers. That doesn't add up to the talent that we lost, Howie. So you're damn right I would take Michael Parsons right now because it would make a difference to anybody that we got right now on this team.
Well, it would. And Terrence, to give you an indication of what kind of offseason it's been, and we knew some of this was going to happen. I saw a tweet from Elliot a few minutes ago.
It's disgusting.
He ranked the top 5 Eagles acquisitions this offseason. I'm going to read these names, okay? Aziz Ojulari, and I like Aziz. A.J. Dillon. All right, that's a good flyer on a guy that has some talent. But then 3 is Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
Hey, man, doing?
Listen, y'all better leave Elliot alone.
Hold on.
He didn't sign out a year.
Now, the problem with the tweet is this is the same guy who said the Eagles have had a good offseason. You can't, on one side of your mouth, say they've had a good offseason, and then on the other side, say that their third best acquisition is Dorian Thompson-Robinson. You got to pick one, Elliot. That's a disaster.
Inside of the year.
Well, you could be inside of the year and be dead wrong sometimes.
Yeah. Elliot, if you're listening, go ahead and make that chain, man. Put that on the chain. He need to put that on the chain.
We got to keep everyone accountable around here, okay?
No, but Elliot, that dude
this is
right
like,
now.
Well, but how he can make a mistake after being the greatest. Elliot, after being inside of the year, this ranking If Dorian Thompson-Robinson is third best acquisition, we're having a tough
offseason. Some are questioning if Elliott's peaked as an insider after this.
He said he peaked already.
Did you guys hear the odds for next year? He's not even close to the favorite.
Wow.
What are you talking about? What happened?
The odds are out for next year's insider of the year.
Oh, no.
So Elliott's had a bad offseason like the Eagles.
I believe in Elliott.
You believe
Elliott going to be charting them plays?
He's going back to back?
No, listen. Elliott's a special individual, man. Like, especially when you...
That could be
like
taken multiple ways.
Well, that's what I meant it to be. I knew exactly what I was saying when I said it.
Like, when you say he's different.
Well, yeah, because he has some takes where you have to look at him in his face and make sure that he believes what he's saying. And most times he does. Like, there's not one time that Elliott has been in here with us or I've been an earshot of him or sat with him and talked to him where when he had a take as outlandish as it is, he believes it.
In his soul.
In his spirit. And there's something to be said about that. And we'll argue you down all day. Because he runs spike hot. He runs spike hot a lot. So, yeah, you got to respect that.
You should have seen them off the air in New Orleans. They were fighting about Paul George walking down the street. All right, Terrence, so you take Micah, you're with me.
But this offseason, Kyle's right, man. ESP, he needs to. This is a strike to one of his points. It's not a good offseason so far. And the biggest point is like another person that we lost last week was Brandon Graham. Like, but besides the time that we lost, Brandon Graham adds another depth to our defensive line. And to me, that makes a difference. He was a leader in the locker room, a veteran presence. Like to me, he was the ultimate leader in the locker room on that defense. Besides Slay and those other guys, it was Brandon Graham. So to me, bringing over, if you bring over Michael Parsons, man, I think our coaching would trump over and help him out to be a better player and maximize his talent to the best potential as he can be, man. Because losing Brandon Graham, that's a huge loss.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody
Terrence,
says.
Terrence, you are right, and he was for until November when he got hurt, he was their best pass rusher. All right, Terrence, are you ready for the bracket of Hughes?
Give it to me, man.
All right. We got a big one here. A 2 seed, one of my favorites in the entire tournament, of course, Benedict Arnold Douglas.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Going up against
they
the 15,
were playing tomato cans,
the 15 seed tomato cans. Trailblazer Douglas, when Hugh thinks he's blazing a trail and getting everyone to believe in what he says. Benedict Arnold Hugh or Trailblazer Douglas.
Tough one.
This is a good one, man. We gotta take Trailblazing.
Trailblazer out goes Benedict Arnold Douglas. Wow, that's a huge big upset.
Somebody had some money on that one.
Woo!
I was thinking Trailblazer.
I did.
I'm telling you, I have a congregation. I have a flock.
Oh, stop.
What? I have a flock now.
Flock.
Full flock.
Flock.
You know, it's a bad take when you laugh at it.
What do you mean a flock? People flying behind you?
They're like, hey, with their little t-shirts on. No, that's not happening. I had to laugh at that.
You really think you're out here blazing trails?
Yeah, okay.
Flock is.
But I tell you what, though. I had a hell of a run last week when it came to these Twitter polls, though.
Oh, boy.
70-80% was killing the game.
But you're getting
killing
numbers. You're getting
I was doing
you're
the
getting
cow.
Crushed
you're
today.
Cow. I was doing numbers, though. I've been doing numbers. I was moving weight. I was pushing that thing.
You are getting crushed today, by the way. 60% of the people.
Yeah,
they're not
week.
Paying attention.
Wait, but it's okay. It's Friday. I got Monday's a new time.
Fridays don't count. I forgot. Fridays okay.
Yeah, that's
everybody,
right.
Everybody check out on Friday.
It's March Madness. People
Friday.
Are drinking already.
They drunk.
Yep.
You know, as I look at the field, the spin doctor
it'll
Douglas really might just take cut down the nets. I mean, we hear spin doctor 5 times a show. It's
hey,
unreal.
Man, you got to be positive about it every day. You got to be positive. You got to put it in a positive way every day.
You do. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream team. How y'all doing?
Hey, today? Will. What's up?
All right. Listen, I like Micah, right? But he's like the school kid, right? That get good grades, but his behavior is bad, so it bring down the grade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to call his parents every other week because he's acting up again.
Yeah. But he's a good player. But guess what? When he's on a podcast and he's just going off, like, you know, that's a distraction. Last season, we didn't have no distract. We had minor distractions, but they got fixed. But this is one of them distractions that I don't think could be fixed, man, because I believe that's his personality. So I would like it, but guess what? That juice not worth squeezing right now, bro.
Yeah, his brother a lot too.
Yeah, you checked out Terrence?
I was checking out his Twitter feed.
What's he? Is he causing trouble? That's why we had one caller said that he has to disown him if he's going to become an Eagle. Imagine that contract discussion.
Patrick Mahomes
ain't disowned your brother.
He ain't disowned his brother yet, and his brother, wow.
Jackson's. That family's a lot.
His dad, too. Yeah.
The whole situation's a lot. Dad's got to keep himself out of trouble.
Dad need to just drink on the weekend if he can help it and get a designated. Your son made way too much money for you to be driving around.
Yeah, just call an Uber. Yeah.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah, paddle pack.
I think, he will be a good player, but like I said, like right now, we don't need that. But what I would like to see, like I keep saying, I see different players and I believe in them. But you know what? Real quick, y'all guys sound like me with Derrick Henry. A few weeks ago, it was Myles Garrett, and now it's this guy, Micah. So guess what? That dog ain't going to hunt.
It always goes back to Derrick Henry.
Every single time. Will, you ready for your matchup of Hughes?
Let's do it, baby.
All right, here we go. The 2 seed in our bottom left region. And he's become really popular lately, almost every lead of every show. Long Talking Douglas against the 15 seed Hot Take Q. When he decides to be hot takey, as he would say. Long Talk or Hot Take Q? Who do you like?
Wow, that's a tough one. Listen, lately, I'm going to go with what's been going on lately. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
That long talking.
Long Talk Hugh moves on.
I feel like my flock likes it when I long talk. They understand where I'm coming from. Because a lot of times, I'm misunderstood.
Come on now.
I'm misunderstood a lot. And I'm trying to be a better person, and I'm trying to get my message out there a little bit more. Yeah. I want to be more clear and concise. A lot of times when I do that, Kyle, I have to slow down a little bit and let my brain stop going 100 miles an hour. And I got to just slow it down.
We all feel that sometimes.
Get focused, lock in, if you will.
The irony, though, of long talking is you don't like long talking, but then you long talk.
I tell you I'm about the long talk.
You do.
You know what the worst part about long talking is? When somebody makes a point and then it just, they're meandering. Mm. Like if I tell you, I give you the preemptive strike that I'm going to long talk because it prepares you for a longer, monologue, if you will.
I hear you on that.
So, yeah, you just prepare people for it.
So do you want our callers to prepare you?
If they're going to long talk, prepare me.
I got you. Because
then I can lock in and I can lock in a little bit.
Okay, 215-592-9494. Do you want Micah as an Eagle? I do. Would you want him here in Philadelphia? Your phone calls on all this. Bryce Harper, his comments to the Inquirer about the Phillies getting outcoached in the playoffs in 2023 and 2024. Should he have said that? Plus, coming up, along with the final few matchups in our bracket for the first round today, Devontae Smith, few things to say on a podcast yesterday. We'll play that audio, including a funny story about Saquon Barkley. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball. Through the first two rounds of the tournament, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million of bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. Look, there's a lot of good ones going on right now. I could see a pretty big one happening later on today in terms of upsets in the NCAA tournament. FanDuel is the best place to bet on a tourney. You bet on everything from spreads, the money lines, team totals, plus so much more. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.